and director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the story that came out of Florida that amazed even me. It shocked even me. This shocks the conscience. It's an example of what happens in Ron DeSantis' Florida. There was a teacher in an elementary school named Michael James, J-A-M-E-S, 61 years old, originally from Alabama. And this is a part of Florida that sounded like it's around the Pensacola area, more conservative area, western Florida, northwestern Florida, up near the Alabama border. And he just resigned. He just resigned from the school he taught at. The J-Sems Elementary School. The Sems Elementary School, because of the following. He teaches special ed. He teaches kids with kind of extreme disabilities. My wife was a speech and language pathologist for 30 some odd years, and she worked a lot with Down syndrome children, children with Down syndrome, children with autism, and it's a very, very tough job. Anyway, that's what he did, and it was an area that was almost it was largely African American and almost exclusively. So he had all these African American special needs kids, and he was an excellent teacher. So one day he used to put photos up on the bulletin board there, and one day he put up photos of Martin Luther King Jr., Colin Powell, Harriet Tubman, great anti-slavery advocate and great suffragette, and George Washington Carver. He was an African-American scientist who worked a lot on the uses and the biology of peanuts, and there was an essential body of work he did. The school district sent an agent to his classroom and tore the pictures down and said they were, quote, age inappropriate, end quote. He had taught special ed for 15 years at the Sems Elementary School, and he quit. He said, I am astounded. I'm a teacher. I've taught here 15 years. And the state of Florida under DeSantis is now applying what they call critical race theory and confusing it with age-appropriate issues on sexuality. And there are age-appropriate issues on sexuality. There's no question about it, what you teach and what you say. Certain things you don't do in elementary school, you might do in high school, and certain things you wouldn't do till college. But to say it's age-inappropriate for African-American special ed students sitting there to see up on a blackboard or a bulletin board pictures of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Colin Powell, Harriet Tubman, and George Washington Carter is disgusting. It's purely race-driven. And what DeSantis has done is given license to school districts to impose their own views on race or anything else under the grounds of, quote, age inappropriateness, end quote. This has gotten out of hand, and it is beyond disgusting. We go to the lines. We have Gary of Sussex, my friend. You're on the line. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Gary of Sussex?
I agree with you that I didn't call about this subject, but I just want to talk about, I agree with when you were talking about when you went to vote and you went and it went smooth as can be, and I agree with you 100%. I did the same thing. A bunch of old ladies out there, and they know who I am. They're my neighbors. They still have to ask me, and I have to sign, and the whole shooting shebang. Now, the point that I want to make is showing ID was such a big thing. For 10 years, people fought it and fought it and fought it. Oh, how horrible and how disenfranchising you're doing to poor people. But you know something, once you get used to the ID, it was fine. Everybody walked in and showed your ID. Now, as far as what you were saying just a minute ago about this teacher being or quitting and everything like that, yeah, that sucks. I agree. It's not good. But this is what we got ourselves into with this critical race theory. No matter where you go, if you're in a conservative area and somebody starts putting up different things because of everybody's so afraid of the critical race theory being taught in schools, as far as conservative Republicans, this is what we end up with. There was one other point that I just kind of lost for a second, but I do want to make one little point that there's a friend, you and I have a similar friend, Mordecai Lee. Obviously, you must know him from teaching, correct?
Yeah, I do know him. What about him?
Well, he's just one of my customers and friend of mine. So I just mentioned, I said, do you know Matt Flynn? Oh, yeah, you know. All good. All good. It wasn't bad the way you hesitated there for a second. No, it was all good. Yeah, he's a customer of mine.
Yeah,
so.
Mordecai and I were on the panel for the Belling Show. We were on TV on Sunday mornings. So yeah, he's a good guy. Say hello. Let me respond to what you have to say, and then we'll get onto the lines to the next caller. Two things. One on voter ID. I support voter ID, and I have, and I think that it's important because it's a minor intrusion, but basically, as the country gets bigger, it's a useful thing, and nobody's really contesting it anymore. The second thing, though, is on critical race theory, Gary. I disagree. It's hard being a special ed teacher. My wife was a special ed teacher. You have these kids in there. You can have a child with autism. You can have a child with Down syndrome. And learning disabilities, and you can have behavioral problems, and you know something, keeping their attention and getting 2 minutes of work time with them is amazing. And to have pictures up there of heroes in their community, this is a black school basically, is wonderful. And to let local yokels like that interpret critical race theory is that you got to take down the pictures of Dr. Martin Luther King and Colin Powell and Harriet Tubman and George Washington and Carver. Hey, come on, guy. Come on. This is an abuse.
No, I agree.
Anyway,
thanks
for calling. You're a principal conservative. We're going to Millie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Millie. What's in your mind today?
Hi. The teacher had a picture of Barack Obama that they removed from the wall.
Who told you that, Millie?
So because that's not historical in the... I'm reading it right here in the local Pensacola News Journal. I was sitting down in one of the children's chairs cutting something out, said the teacher. And I turned around and saw the behavioral analyst colleague taking down the pictures. She'd also seized a picture of former President Barack Obama that I had placed near my desk because there wasn't room on the bulletin board. She picked it up and said, you don't need to put this up either. The kids are too young. And he thought, this is the first black president. And the teacher said he thought it was weird when he was getting his classroom ready that two colleagues walked into his room and started looking. One was a behavioral analysis, another was a behavior coach. And they came in and just started going through his classroom looking to see what was there. He said he even had a Pledge of Allegiance on the bulletin board that they removed.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, Millie, thanks for calling in with the full thing.
Yeah.
The version from the Pensacola paper I saw, and it must be because the Barack Obama picture was on his desk and on the bulletin board. But on the bulletin board, they took down Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Harriet Tubman, Colin Powell, and George Washington Carver. And you've just given us the excellent information that he had a photo on his desk, which, you know, teachers can do, of a president, for Pete's sake. What if he had a picture of Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan? Who cares? You know, these are presidents of the United States. Plus, Millie, these are kids who are special needs. Keeping discipline and keeping the attention of special needs kids for an hour is an art form. It's very, very difficult working with them and to make them feel somewhat comfortable and proud of themselves, because a lot of these kids are made to feel not proud of themselves because of the way society is set up. So this guy, Michael James, 61 years old. He'd been teaching for 15 years. And you're right. These people come in like Putin's agents and they go, no, you can't have what? A picture of any black person? Come on. And this is America. This is America. I mean, let's say that when Barack Obama was president, he had a picture up of the president. You had that in all the U.S. attorney offices, FBI offices, and post offices. You can post presidential pictures. The point I'm making, and I'm really indebted to Millie for actually Googling that article and reading more than I had read, because I had not known that they also took away a picture that he had on his desk, which frankly is his property. They had no right to take that down, take that out of there. Absolutely no right at all. No right whatsoever. But to then take down on the bulletin board some of the most eminent people in our history, and then a recent president, which was his property on his desk, all under the guise of critical race theory, and then having a couple of agents come in and go, you know, from the school district, you know, and colleagues, and what, strip any vestige of African-American reference under critical race theory for in a learning disabled classroom? That's disgusting. Going to break, lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me.